Father God, we ask you, Lord, to expand our hearts and our minds, O God, to transfigure us in your light, in your presence, O God. Let everything that is within us, O God, be alive to you. Let everything that is within us, O God, be opened, O God, to the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Make us sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit, Father. Make our hearts opened, O God. Make our hearts alive, O God, in spiritual senses that you develop in us through the word of righteousness, Father. Build us, O God, that we will be a people set apart unto you, that within us, O God, this true and faithful witness will unveil in blood, water, and spirit, enabling us to operate in the gifts, enabling us, O God, to answer the call upon our lives, enabling us to minister to others, enabling us, O God, to stand in the office that you have called us to, O God, that we will truly, O God, be the people you have called us to be, Father, a blessing on the face of the earth, O God. So expand our hearts, transform our minds, manifest in us, O God, the richness, O God, of the wealth of the fullness of Christ Jesus, that everything that is within us, O God, bless your holy name. So we pray, O God, that you will truly, O God, unveil, O God, your glory over us, within us, amongst us. That everything that we do, Father, it will glorify you. That we will be tabernacles of your glory, tabernacles of the living God, tabernacles, O God, manifested, O God, with your presence, Father. Tabernacles, O God, unveiled, O God, in a living witness. That is your testimony, O God, a living witness that proclaims Jesus in everything that we do, in thought, word, and in deed, intent, attitude, desire, and imagination, in object and purpose, in will and emotion, in character, nature, and personality, in conscious, subconscious, and unconscious terms, in spirit, soul, and body, in heart and in mind, in thought, word, and in deed, Father, in spirit, soul, and body. Let everything that is within us, O God, in heart and mind, proclaim, O God, your glory. We pray this. We ask you to enable this, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is a workshop session. And I just want you just to move your chairs forward and let's just sit in a circle. So I pray that your heart will be opened to what God is going to manifest today. And the first thing we're going to deal with today is the ability to speak in tongues. All right? To speak clearly in tongues. To open your mouth and speak the word of God that unveils in the witness from deep within you. We already know that the witness within us is made out of blood, water, and spirit. If you notice in your Bibles, 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. You need to bring your Bibles because we are going to talk about things in the context of the Word of God. So 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. So the first thing that is mentioned there in that witness that is within us is Spirit. Now the use of the word Spirit has got two implications. It's got the implications of the Holy Spirit inside of us. It also has the implication of the Spirit of Christ within us. And so when we pray in tongues, God wants us to have this consciousness that we are functioning by the Holy Spirit and we are functioning in the Spirit of Christ. It's very important for you to understand that and know that every time you pray in tongues. That you're not just praying in tongues to exercise your spirit, man. You're praying in tongues by the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. And by the Holy Spirit, you're energizing inside of your being the Spirit of Christ. So everything has to be manifested with your hope set on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. That if we set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are purified even as He is pure. So it's very important that when you function in tongues, that you function in these five realities. The first reality is hope. The second reality is faith. Because out of hope comes faith. And out of faith unveils the righteousness of God. And then you have to unveil the love of the Lord. And fifth, you have to unveil holiness unto God. So these five realities must be alive in you whenever you pray in the Spirit. Always function with your hope set on the Lord Jesus Christ. Always understand that what you have inside of you is the potentials of unveiling not just faith in Christ Jesus, but the faith of Christ Jesus. The faith of the Messiah that has been given to you. That as you set your hope on Him, He unveils Himself inside of you by the Holy Spirit. That this witness is about the unveiling of Jesus Christ within you. So turn to me, with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. And this is what the King James Bible writes. This is the New King James. And this is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Alright? So it is very important for us to understand fundamentally that when we function in tongues, in the reality of blood, water and Spirit, there is in us the unveiling of the fullness of Jesus Christ. He is being unveiled in us. And so when we minister to someone, we are ministering in and by and through Christ Jesus. When we function in gifts, we are functioning in and by and through Christ Jesus. Because if He is not being manifested through us, there is nothing that we are doing that is in God. Because we can only be in God in the name of Jesus. Right? We can only be alive to God in the name of Jesus. Right? Now when we were born again, we were born again most probably by praying a prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Someone led us in that prayer. And in that prayer we prayed exactly what the other person prayed. Now today we want to talk first about speaking in tongues the right way. There has to be a flow of tongues, and there has to be a manifold manifestation of tongues. That means the tongues that flow out of you must be rich and diverse. The tongues that flow out of you must change over time. Because there are so many new levels that God wants to bring forth within you. So the first thing we want to do in this workshop session is to make sure that you have the ability to pray in the diversity of tongues. But if you already do that, you are free to pray in any tongue that you want. But if you are just functioning in tongues, just speaking one or two syllables, then you need to understand that there is more to tongues than just ba 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 ba. Right? There has to be something more than that, and you need to get into that. So I'm going to ask you to do something now that I hope that you will do that, opening your mouth, unveiling your deep inner man as you speak forth these tongues. Right? So I'm going to speak in tongues, and I'm asking you to repeat those tongues. Like I said, if you're already functioning in a wide spectrum of tongues, don't worry about it, right? But this is for those who are struggling to come out with the full flow of tongues. Because you must have that freedom and liberty when you function in tongues. Because the Bible says that when you function by the Holy Spirit, there is a liberty. And you must feel that liberty in your belly. When Jesus Christ talked about the unveiling of the flow of the witness within us, He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Not just one river, not a stream, rivers of living water. And that's what tongues are all about, right? So these rivers of living water must flow out of your heart, all right? If we turn to Proverbs chapter 4, just bear with me for a little while. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. If you look at verse 20, 21 and 22, it says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Right? In other translations, it uses the waters of life. Right? Let me just check that, cross-reference that with the New American Standard. Proverbs chapter 4. Right? This is what it reads. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. The springs of life. Right? You know that the springs of life are waters of life. When the Lord Jesus talked to the woman at the well, He said, ask of me and I will give you living water. Right? And from your innermost parts will spring up springs of living water. Right? Let's just read that again. John chapter 4. Right? John chapter 4. This is what Jesus said in the 10th verse. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Living water. Verse 13, Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." So what was prophesied in the book of Proverbs is a living reality to us when we are born again. But when we are spirit baptized, these wells of living water have the potential of unveiling as rivers of living water. Let's turn to John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. "Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.'" If you have the old King James Bible, it says, "From your belly will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. All right? Why? Because blood had to be shed first. The reality of blood, water, and Spirit had to be opened within a person before they could be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So you find that being baptized in the Holy Spirit and functioning in tongues is very much tied to the cross of Jesus Christ. It is very much tied to functioning in the witness that God has given us through the cross. And through this witness, God wants us to unveil the potentials of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. That is the will of God. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Realized. That realization unveils in a witness within you. So when you are in ministry, whatever may be the calling that is upon your life, it is very important that you function in this witness. You must learn how to function in this witness. So whenever you are praying in tongues, you must always understand, as you set your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, it is so that he will unveil within you, and you will unveil in his image and in his fullness as a person who functions in the office or in the gifting that he has given you, that the Holy Spirit has brought forth in you. That what you are expressing through your gift is not just the ability to see a vision, or not just the ability to prophesy, or not just the ability to evangelize, or just the ability to teach, or the ability to be a prophet, or whatever it is, right? But the ability to unveil Jesus in the office that you are operating in. The ability to unveil Jesus in the gifting that you're operating in. Hello? So now when you prophesy, you will prophesy in the character and nature of Jesus Christ. So when you see anger coming out of your heart, or you see that the words that you are speaking are full of pride, you know that there is something wrong, right? This is not of Jesus. Jesus would never speak like this, right? Or if we spoke just declaring the law, "Oh, thou hast committed adultery and this is it, now you have to be stoned to death," right? That is not of the Lord, right? If you stand up and prophesy, you have committed adultery, therefore by the law you shall be stoned to death. I mean, that's not of the Lord, because we are under a different dispensation. Now we are in a dispensation of grace. I'm taking an extreme case so that you understand that when you function in this witness, you are functioning in this witness by grace. Not by merit, not by the law, but in the grace that enables the fulfillment of the law to come forth in you. So you unveil the fullness of Jesus Christ in the calling that God has bestowed upon your life, right? In the purpose that God has for your life, in the giftings that the Holy Spirit has brought alive to you, all right? But everything that you do in ministry must be an expression of the Lord Jesus Christ. So like I said, we will just start, right? Just praying in tongues. If you are someone who is struggling with that, or you are still trying to discover the freedom and liberty of functioning in tongues, right? This is your chance to get out of any boundaries that you have set for yourself. You know, you can't get on beyond this. All right, so shall we just try this for about 5 minutes? All right. So these are the tongues with which I will pray, and I hope you will pray according to how the Lord is leading you, right? But release that, open your mouth and speak loudly. There's nothing to be ashamed of tongues. If you're afraid, if you're ashamed of your tongues, you are going to be ashamed of what the Holy Spirit is bringing forth inside of you. All right? So there has to be this confidence in God. There has to be this willingness to testify of what God has bestowed on you. Right? You are not functioning in this for the entertainment of somebody else. Right? You're functioning in this so that you can unveil Christ Jesus, so that you can unveil Him in His Spirit by the Holy Spirit. So that what manifests from you is the life of Jesus. So what communicates through you is the Spirit and life of Jesus Christ. So as you pray in tongues, the first thing you must understand is that you are functioning with your hope on Him. You're functioning in the reality of being alive to His faith and His love, because He died for you. And this witness inside of you is an expression of all that Jesus Christ gave to you through His faith and His love for you. So when you function in this witness, you always watch what's coming out of your witness, right? It must be manifested in the faith of the Lord. It must be manifested as the righteousness of God. It has to be manifested as the love of God. And it has to be manifested in holiness unto God. Right? So we do not pray in tongues in a vacuum. We do not pray in tongues outside of the reality of the cross of Jesus Christ. We do not pray in tongues outside the reality of the Spirit of God. Now, if the Spirit of God takes you into the spirit realm, well and good. But the purpose of praying in tongues is not to take a wild walk in the spiritual realm. There's nothing sanctified about the spiritual realm. What you need to understand is what is sanctified is the Spirit of God. You are called to function in the Spirit of God. And if the Spirit of God takes you where He wants to take you, let Him take you. If He takes you into hell, you will go by the Spirit into hell and come out, right, in the righteousness of your God, right? But you do not go out looking for adventures in the spirit realm. That is not what you are called to do. You are called to function in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. That is the law of life that sets you free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Everything that you do is in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Right? And everything that you do by the Spirit in Christ Jesus will also set you free from the law of sin and death. And when you minister to someone, it also sets that person free from the law of sin and death. Can you catch the picture? Right? So we are talking about something that is very personal to us, very intimate. Jesus paid the price for us to be able to function like this. Right? So don't get any fancy ideas that you have paid the price for any of this. Right? So don't get any fancy ideas that you are some sanctimonious superstar. Right? All this comes out of the cross, so there's nothing to boast about except in the glory of the Lord. To glorify Him. Right? So, if the gifting on your life is great, praise the Lord. If the gifting on your life is not so great, praise the Lord too. If the gifting on your life is small, praise the Lord. But the Bible says you will shine as a morning star. Right? So I hope you understand that we all start at different levels, but we are all meant to grow in the boundless that God has given us in Christ Jesus. Boundless. To be a morning star is to be limited, unlimited in the potentials of your life. God has given you freedom and liberty to grow. So grow. But all of that growth is going to come out of your heart, guys. All of your growth is going to come out of this witness. Because in this witness, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You got to understand this. So as you learn how to function in this witness, in the ministry and gifting that God has called you, remember God is also creating you. Right? As you learn how to function in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the image and fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is also creating you. And as you learn how to function in the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you discover the beauty of functioning in the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will become more and more like Him. Everything is done in a free flow by the Holy Spirit, and it's a beautiful process. It's a process with amazing potentials. And you've got to understand, right, that the potentials of Jesus Christ in your life. And when these potentials start unveiling you, whether through a gifting or whether through a calling in ministry, right? Or in the on a combination of both, right? Come out and boast in the Lord and glorify Him, right? Don't talk about how anointed you are. Talk about how great the Anointed One is in you. How great is His manifestation in your life. And always remember, the glory is His. You are allowed to function in His glory. You are allowed to function in His awesome power. But the power comes from Him. The glory is His glory. He purchased it with His sacrifice. But all of us are invited to function in this. So as we pray in tongues in the first phase of this, let's do it with freedom and liberty. Let's pray loud. All right, this is not a place to be a shy or anything like that, because one of the things God is trying to break as a spirit over all of Asia is this trumped up understanding of humility, right? And where we fear masquerades as humility, right? So one of the things God wants us to come out is to be brave, to be bold, right? To have the courage of the lion and the lamb, right? To speak forth in confidence, right? Because that confidence is something by which you draw by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Remember the word substance? That the reality of that substance is manifested in a confidence. You remember that verse? Hypostasis is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. And the evidence of that hypostasis is a confidence in Him, right? Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14, King James Bible, New King James Bible. And it becomes a confidence. And hypostasis is a confidence. So pray confidently. And if you are wavering, ask the Lord to build the confidence within you. Praise the Lord. So shall we start praying? Karabashikiri anamasanda baryanda. 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 Basanda baryuri anamasanda baryanda masanda baryanda. Urabashikiri anamasanda bahari anamasanda baryuri anamasanda. Ibaryuri anamasanda uri akirabashuri anamasanda baryanda. Agiramashukiri anamasanda hari anamasanda baryuri anda. Irabashukiri anamasanda baryanda masanda baryanda. Karabashikiri Kiriana Masanda Bariana Mazanda Brianda, Karabashi Kiriana Mazanda Bahariana Mazanda Brianda, Karabashi Kiriana Mazanda Briana Mazanda Brianda, Karabashi Kiriana Mazanda Bahariana Mazanda Brianda, Karabashi Kiriana Mazanda Bahariana Mazanda, Karabashi Kiriana Mazanda Bariana Mazanda Barianda, Irabashi Kirama Sumandoriana Makurisha Briana Mazanda, Ubari Uriana Mazanduria Kirabashurian Mazanda Brianda, Ibari Uriana Masoba Uriana Masurian Makarisha Yunda, Aboduri Masanduria Kirabashurian Mazanda Brianda, Agiramashukiri Sabriana Mazanda Brianda. Girabashukri Sarabidi Anamazanda Brian. Ibari Uriarian Masandoria Kirabashuri Anamazanda. Ibari Urian Masandoria Kirabashuri Anamazanda. Ibari Urian Masando Briurian Mazanda. Open your witness. Abari Urian Masando Briana Mazanda. Speak out. Agirabashuri Anamazanda Brianda. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 14 and 15, says that the word of God is in our mouth and in our heart. So how do you activate that witness? You activate that witness by speaking it out. The flow that comes out of that witness depends on how strongly you speak out, how confidently you speak out. So everything comes out in the confidence in which you open your mouth. So open your mouth and speak. Speak aloud. Speak aloud. Even if you are speaking softly, there needs to be a confidence. There needs to be a strength in your witness. So ask God to develop that. You can feel that strength. You can feel that depth. You can feel the roots of that reality. Agiramashukiri anamazanda bariyana mazanda bariyuri anamazanda. Agiramashukiri anamazanda hariyana mazanda bariyuri hariyana mazanda. Agiramashukiri sarabariyuri hariyana mazanda bariyanda. Agiramashukiri sarabariyuri hariyana mazanda bariyanda. Agiramashukiri sarabariyuri hariyana mazanda bariyana mazanda. Kashanda bariyuri hariyana mazanduri agiramashukiri hariyana mazanda bariyuri hariyana mazanda bariyana mazanda bariyuri hariyana mazanda bariyanda. Agiramashukiri hariyana mazanda bariyuri hariyana mazanda bariyanda. All right, let's take a break. All right. You must learn how to pray in tongues, and there must be a flow, right? Tongues rise from your belly, right? Just like Jesus said, right? From deep within you, there will be springs of living water. And when you release through your mouth, those springs of living water are released as rhema out of you, right? they're released as rhema. So the release of the of these rivers of life come out of your mouth. Right? So all this is part and parcel of the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. So you remember Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14 and 15. Where is the word of God? The word of God is in your mouth and in your heart. Why did God mention mouth first? Simply because to unfold the living rhema of his word, your mouth has to first work, right? And your heart opens, right? Only when you speak in tongues do you understand this, right? And so when you release tongues, you're releasing a rich flow of what the Holy Spirit is bringing out of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Always understand that when you speak in tongues, the purpose of speaking in tongues is to release the fullness of Jesus Christ. That should be the focus, right? That should be the focus, right? Because in the end, the name of Jesus must be glorified, right? Because Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the word, right? So tongues are part and parcel of the word of God. So tongues are very, very much a part of unveiling the word of God, right? The Bible says that when you pray in a tongue, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it says you pray mysteries, right? Now what is the core mystery that God wants you to unveil? The mystery of Christ. Am I right? We have done teaching on that, right? Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Paul talks about the mystery, and then in verse 4 he says that the mystery is the mystery of Christ. And then in verse 8, 9, 10, and 11, he talks about how important it is for the church to unveil the mystery of Christ so that Christ will be unveiled in heavenly places, so that the principalities, powers, might, and dominion will be truly confounded by what is unveiled of Christ through the church. And this is very important that we understand this, that the unveiling of Christ, the mystery of Christ, comes in revelation. And that revelation unveils through tongues. You remember Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 9 to 11, right? To whom would he teach knowledge? To whom would he give the message? And then it goes on to say that he will speak to these people in stammering lips and a foreign tongue. And that in these stammering lips and the foreign tongue, he will bring these people to a rest. A rest in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. A rest by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. That is the Sabbath, right? So Jesus announced himself in the New Testament as the Lord of the Sabbath. So when we pray in tongues, God wants us to rest in his glory, rest in what he can do, rest in what he can bring forth from our lives. And this is so very crucial that we understand this, so that his word can flow out of us, so that his message can come out of us. So what is ministry all about? Unveiling the word of God, unveiling the message of the Lord, right? If you're a prophet, your task is to unveil the message of the Lord for a person to whom you are ministering to, or to the church to whom you are ministering to, right? If you're a teacher of the word, you're an evangelist of the word, your purpose is to unveil the word of God, to unveil the knowledge of God. The evangelist at a breakthrough level, the teacher, right? And the pastor at a building level, right? So you need to understand this and function bravely in what God has given you, right? So tongues are very, very fundamental to realizing all things in God, right? I have written books by learning how to function in tongues on subjects I have not known before, right? God taught me that. When I get stuck and I do not know where to progress, I just pray in tongues. I pray in tongues until my witness picks up the revelation from the Lord. Right? See, I've never been to Bible school, right? But I've been taught by the Lord, wonderfully taught by the Lord. So what I'm telling you is something that God has brought out of my life, right? So from Isaiah chapter 28, right? Paul then takes it and says, through this the law is fulfilled. You remember that verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21.
In the law it is written, by men of strange tongues and by the lips of strangers, I will speak to this people. Right? I will speak to this people. Right? So, the passage comes out of the prophets, but it brings to us the fulfillment of the law. Which part of the law is it fulfilling? The part of the law that says that God will unfold His word in your mouth and in your heart. Correct? That's what you must understand. So when God equips you for ministry, He's going to equip you with a witness of that ministry. Whether you're a prophet, whether you're an apostle, whether you're an evangelist, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a person who is going to function in the gifts of healing, whether you're going to be an exhorter, whether you're going to prophesy, whether you're going to counsel people, whether you're going to be a worship leader, whether you're going to be an intercessor, whether you're going to be a prayer warrior, whether you're going to learn how to be an administrator in the kingdom of God, whether you're going to learn how to function and bring finances into the kingdom of God, whatever may be the calling, you need to understand that all this must unveil in your witness. The reality of who you are in God is what the witness is all about. The reality of a purpose of being chosen of the Lord should manifest inside of you. And this witness is what is going to define who you become in God. Now you may start like Stephen did at waiting on tables, but he then became an evangelist. He probably also prophesied in pretty extensive terms, but you know, the Bible doesn't fully record that, right? But you know, he started off by waiting at tables. So do not think that when you start at small things, that God has a small purpose for your life. Everything that where God starts you with has got the potential of being multiplied. That's why Jesus demonstrated that by breaking the bread and multiplying it. Are you with me? Right? That bread symbolizes the substance of His fullness. Right? So if that bread is broken in your life, there will definitely be a multiplication. So don't stumble over small things. We all have to start small. We have to all learn how to walk. Remember, we walk by the Spirit. Right? Although we read in the Bible that Philip was caused to run by the Spirit too. Right? And he was able to race ahead. Right? In the Old Testament, you find that Elijah also ran by the Spirit. All right? But we all start by walking by the Spirit. Right? So it is very important for you to understand that what God is bringing inside of you, what you do every day when you pray in tongues. Right? When you read your Bible, if a verse comes alive to you, you need to energize that word, right, by the Spirit. What do I mean by that? You need to ask the Lord to take the reality of that verse that He has prompted to your spirit and energize it into your heart. Are you with me? When He does that, you will find that over time that verse will become part and parcel of your being. And once that verse becomes part and parcel of your being, the reality of that verse becomes part and parcel of your functional witness. No matter what your calling in God is, the prophet will unveil that word differently, the teacher will unveil that word differently, the evangelist will unveil that word differently, the pastor will unveil that word differently, the prayer warrior will unveil that verse differently, the intercessor will unveil that word differently, the prayer will unveil that verse differently, the worship leader will unveil that verse differently. That's why the word of God is called abundant waters. That's why the voice of God is called abundant waters. Because there are many flows of the Spirit of God. Right? Do not think that your idea of what the verse is all there is. When you take that verse and unveil it in the magnificence of who God is, what God can unveil of that verse is limitless. Right? And the reality that God unveils in that verse can keep on growing forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen? Because the depth. But that depth is all, because the depth, the length, the breadth, the height, right? Is all unveiled in the love of Jesus. Right? You remember that? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Right? The length, the breadth, the height, and depth. Right? To know the love that surpasses knowledge, so that you can be filled to all the fullness of God. Right? Praise the Lord. So you need to understand what the Holy Spirit is opening to you when the Holy Spirit fills you. Is actually opening you to the ultimate reality of the fullness of God. Right? But to be able to do that, right, you must understand where you stand when you pray in tongues. All right, so let's turn to let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Right? Verse 6, 7, and 8. King James Bible, all right? Because this verse 7 you don't find in the other Bibles, right? But this is a very important revelation. Right. So 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, 7, and 8. First it says, "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ." Never be shy to open your Bible. The more often you read a verse, the more often it makes an impact on you. Like I said, this reality of this verse, for instance, "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is limitless. And if he unveils in you in a witness of in blood and water, the potentials of that one line can grow in you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It will never stop growing. So don't think in the world system. When you read the word of God, there's nothing wrong reading that verse 2,000 times or 10,000 times or 50,000 times. A million years from today, we will probably have read that this verse at least 20 million times. Right? But that doesn't mean this word has gone out of date. Right? Can you catch that? Right? Because we're talking about in the word is a reality. So when this sentence you read, "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ," you need to understand that God is describing to you a reality. And this reality is a limitless reality. Alright? So you must understand immediately that this is the basis on which you're going to be a minister of the Lord. Because it is Jesus Christ who is going to minister through you. You are the vessel through whom he is going to come out. How well you function in your ministry is how well you present Jesus Christ out of this witness that is within you. Praise the Lord. So when you function in ministry, there is always this aliveness to presenting Jesus to this world of darkness. Because there are no solutions in this world of darkness outside of Jesus Christ. Whether the guy is demon possessed, whether the guy has a broken marriage, whether the guy has a financial problem, you must understand that the solution has to be unveiled in Jesus Christ. The solution has to be unveiled in blood, water, and spirit. Because in blood, water, and spirit is the power of the cross. The surpassing greatness of the power towards us who believe in him. Can you catch that? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. That the revelation of Jesus Christ in us, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Right? That the God of our that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will give to us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, Jesus Christ, so that the eyes of our heart will be enlightened, so that we will know what is the hope of his calling. So when you function in this witness, you are functioning in the hope of his calling. The calling unveils through Jesus Christ. He defines the calling. So if you are a pastor, the perfect calling of a pastor is in his heart. You have to draw it out by the Holy Spirit and see it being developed through your life. Then you will be the pastor that God wants you to be. God the Father wants to see Jesus the pastor functioning through you. God the Father wants to see Jesus the prophet functioning through you. God the Father wants to see Jesus the intercessor functioning through you. God the Father wants to see Jesus the exhorter functioning through you. Can you catch the picture? Right? So this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, water meaning the Rhema word, but by water and blood. That means he comes out by covenant. Right? When I talk about covenant, I'm talking about blood speaking of you belonging to him and him belonging to you. Something that God has to do inside of your heart. Right? So when you teach someone, when you preach to someone, when you counsel someone, right, this reality of you belonging to him by blood, purchased by blood, because he paid a price for you, right? That's why it is so terrible to talk about you paying the price for your calling. It is totally a denial of what this witness is all about. Because this witness talks about him paying the price for your life. Blood always starts from there. You are purchased in his blood. You are washed in his blood. And because you are purchased in his blood, because you are washed in his blood, God allows you to enter into blood covenant with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And your calling has to be defined in covenant in your heart. And all this will be alive in your witness. This sense of being a vessel of the Lord. This sense of being a vessel of destiny. This sense of being an instrument of the Lord. This sense of operating your gifts so that Jesus will be seen. It will all come by itself as long as you have this focus on unveiling Jesus. So pray in tongues, but don't pray in a vacuum. Tongues are very intimately tied to Jesus Christ, because in tongues you are functioning in his spirit by the Holy Spirit. Right? And functioning in his spirit is to enable you to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Right? And as you learn how to function in his spirit, you will realize the reality of Christ formed inside of you. So when you pray in tongues in this witness, you are actually taking the word of God and practicalizing it. Right? So for instance, you could take this whole verse, 1 John chapter 5 verse 6, and just pray, "Oh Lord Jesus, Father, I pray that Jesus Christ will be energized in me, that his fullness, his character, his nature, his witness, his faith, his love will be energized within me," and just continue to pray in tongues. Karabashikiri Ariyanama Sanda Bariyanama Sanda Bariyanda. Agarabashikiri Sarabari Ariyanama Sanda Bariyanama Sanda. O Lord, manifest the fullness of Christ Jesus in me. That's John 1:16. Agarabashikiri Ariyanama Sanda Bari Ariyanama Sanda. Let the realization of Christ Jesus come alive in me. Karabashikiri, and that's John 1:17. Karabashikiri Ariyanama Sanda Bariyanama Sanda Bariyanda. Bring into me, O God, his nature and his character, because of his fullness I have received. Agarabashikiri. So you realize that you can speak the word and energize the word immediately, right? Then releasing the power that works within you, right? Let's turn to Ephesians 3:20, right? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Now the working part is about the tongues. The tongues enable the realities in God to be energized within you. The power is the one, is the flow that comes through this witness. Right? But that power is defined according to the word that you are taking hold of. So as you pray in tongues, understand that God does exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you ask or think, according to the power of the cross. The power, Greek word there is dunamis. And Greek word dunamis is always tied to the power of the cross. Right? That works within you. How does that power work within you? That power works within you through energization by tongues. All right? That word energized by tongues is found in 1 Corinthians, is repeated again in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 6. Okay? But there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Right? Diversities of activities, right? So there are many ways in which we will function by the Spirit. Right? But the same God who works all in all. The Greek word there is the same Greek word as we used in Ephesians 3:20 for work. It's the Greek word energios or energis, one of those words. Right? In the Amplified Bible, they have translated that as inspire and energize. Right? Inspire and energize. So this is how you learn the word of God. This is how we learn the word of God, by energizing by the Spirit the word of God, right? You read it,
And then you energize it by the Holy Spirit. As the word becomes alive in you, you can do this spontaneously. Right? You can do this spontaneously, asking God to energize within you the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I pray that prayer that we just did from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 about the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, normally when I have prayed that, I will spend a couple of minutes just energizing that verse in tongues, asking for God to unveil Jesus Christ in a living revelation that will live within me and function through me. Alright? So in that revelation of Jesus Christ, the calling on my life gets more and more defined. My inheritance in Christ Jesus in the saints comes more and more alive to me. The surpassing greatness of His power towards me becomes more and more alive in me. And if you keep doing this every day over 5 years, the witness within you will become very powerful. Right? And you will realize that the witness within you will become a very Christ-centered and Christ-conscious witness, because you have asked God to energize this witness in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Right? And in this reality, you become formed in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. So now I want you to understand that in what we are doing in this workshop session today, all of the Word of God is very practical to you. All of the Word of God is very practical to you. Only one thing you must understand, that the fulfillment of the Word of God can only come to you through Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of the law and the prophets can only be manifested to you in Christ Jesus. If you just pick a verse in the Bible and pray it under the law and the prophets, you are missing the whole point. Because that is not how God wants you to understand that verse. Right? For instance, that verse from Proverbs, right? That said that out of your heart will come the springs of life. That has got no meaning in its original context unless you bring it inside of Christ Jesus and see it being fulfilled in you through Christ Jesus. Right? Otherwise, it is just a word under the poets. Right? It is just something that just inspires you for a minute. Right? But you don't want to be inspired for a minute. You want to receive a reality of that. And you can only receive a reality of that in Christ Jesus. So you must understand that verse in the context of what Jesus Christ has done for you. And you energize that. Right? So every morning when you read the Bible, right? Even if you read the Bible, get that one verse that God wants to give you and energize that verse inside of you. And if it really grips you, it really hits you on the inside, keep energizing that word every day. And you will find that that word will just grow on you. It will just grow in you. It'll start defining your thoughts. It'll start defining your will. It'll start defining your character. It'll start defining your nature. Right? Love bears all things, right? You find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love bears all things, right? You energize that. Because Jesus Christ bore all things. He overcame the sin of the world. So that simple phrase, because there's no meaning to love without Jesus. Because you and I don't know what the word love means. But if you take that word, love bears all things, and see it in Jesus Christ and say, oh Lord, you bore all things. Can you manifest that reality within me? And energize it through tongues, and you will find that God will transform you in that reality. It will take time. It will take time because God will have to energize the wanting and the desire for that verse to manifest within you. So if you're wondering how you're going to forgive that person who is giving you a hard time, discover love bears all things. Right? Love never fails. Right? All that is written there. Love never fails means Jesus never fails. Hello. Right? Because love has got no meaning to you and me outside of Jesus Christ. The love that bears all things, the love that overcomes all things, that is Jesus being alive in you. That is Jesus giving expression to His love in the witness that He is building inside of you. Can you catch that? That true and faithful witness is the witness of Jesus Christ that you have come to unveil. That witness in blood, water, and spirit is the witness of Jesus Christ to you. He died for you. He paid a price for you. He paid a price so that you will function in ministry. He paid a price so that you will discover a new way of living. He paid a price so that His love will become your love. He paid a price so that His faith, the faith in which He paid the price for you, will become the faith in which you do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Can you catch that? So when we ask God for faith, there's no meaning to that word faith unless you bring that faith out of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because there are all kinds of faith. The devil too functions in faith. And he knows something about faith. Only problem is his faith is all upside down. So when people in the occult function, they also function by faith. Don't think that the witch doctor who functions does not have faith. He has faith in the devil that he believes in. Right? That faith may be there because he is terrified of that devil. Right? But whatever it is, right? That there is an operation of faith. For us, there is a God-fearing faith. And that God-fearing faith, only Jesus manifested. It's very important for you to understand that. So when you look at the life of Joshua in the Old Testament, of him leading the children of Israel into the promised land, and you are a leader in the church and God is asking you to lead, play a leadership position in the church that you are in, so that the people in that church will walk into the promises of God, you must always understand, you cannot see it in the light of Joshua. You have to see it in the light of Jesus. You have to see it being fulfilled in you through the faith and love of Jesus, through the character and nature of Jesus. Because Joshua did not fulfill the reality of taking his people into the promised land. Ultimately, it all came to an end. But Jesus Christ never fails. And this is why it's very important to read the Word of God in the context of Jesus Christ. So when you look at the life of Moses, right? You need to understand that what Moses failed to do, Jesus accomplished. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Moses went up into Mount Sinai to get 2 tablets of stone, and all he got were 2 tablets of stone. But Jesus now manifests in the Mount of the Lord in your heart, and he is unveiling in a Passover of remembrance, and he is now giving the Word of God to you in your heart. He is mediating a covenant into your heart so that you can be a minister of God, defined in that word that God has written in your heart. Can you catch that? Right? So if you are stumbling for words, then you need to ask the Lord to enable you to speak. So Moses said, I can't speak, give me Aaron. You have the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus the high priest, who is the apostle and high priest of your confession. Confession, you have to open your big mouth and speak. Right? So when you are speaking in tongues, it's the same principle operating. But you must understand there is no meaning to just opening your mouth and making a loud sound if you do not understand that Jesus is the apostle and high priest of your confession. That when you speak in tongues, you are confessing by the Spirit a mystery. But there is no meaning to that mystery if that mystery is not unveiled in Jesus Christ. Because God's will is to unveil the mystery of Jesus Christ. And that mystery of Jesus Christ, some measure of that mystery of Jesus Christ is meant for your being. Catch it? There is some measure of the mystery of Jesus Christ that is meant for your being. It is meant to be unveiled in your being. It is meant to be unveiled in your life. It is meant to be unveiled in your character. It is meant to be unveiled in your speech. It is meant to be unveiled in your thoughts. It is meant to be unveiled in your body. It is meant to be unveiled through your life. It is meant to be unveiled through your ministry, through your calling. You must see this. There is no meaning to callings without Jesus being alive there to define the calling and bring out the calling in your life. Because there is no truth without him, because he said, I am the truth. He said, I am the way. If he is not being unveiled, the way is wrong. If he is not being unveiled, the way is wrong. If he is being unveiled, the truth has manifested. And there is life. That's why he said, the way, the truth, and the life. So if you function in this witness the right way, the life of Jesus will continually be manifested through your ministry. and people's lives will be changed because Jesus is being manifested, not because you're an anointed superstar. Brethren, it is true the anointing breaks the yoke, but that anointing has to be defined in the Spirit of Christ before it breaks the yoke. So if you go back to the Old Testament and take Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, yes, it says the anointing breaks the yoke, or the fatness breaks the yoke. But you must understand it in its new covenant context, that the reason why the anointing breaks the yoke is because of Jesus Christ. Because that anointing is defined in Him. He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ. That anointing is defined in Him. That anointing is going to come forth in His character and His nature. That anointing is going to operate in His faith and His love. That anointing is going to unveil through you, and people will see the wonder of Jesus Christ that God has unveiled through you by the Holy Spirit. Can you catch that? Now, this is what you must understand as you move into your callings. Now, all that we have taught in this series through the Word of God, you have to listen and understand and energize by the Holy Spirit. Energize it through tongues. Tongues is a very valuable tool. That's why God baptized the whole church by the Holy Spirit, so that they could learn things that their intellect could not absorb. Well, how the heck do you train fishermen to become apostles, man? You tell me. To be leaders who will go out and stand and lead millions of people. How on earth was Peter the fisherman supposed to be the leader of the church? I mean, what skills did he have? He only knew how to catch fish and open his big mouth. So God had to put a witness inside of him. Right? So you remember that miracle he did outside the synagogue. Right? He said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." So what did he possess? He possessed a witness of Jesus Christ. He possessed the witness of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. And he spoke, giving that witness, giving the reality of Jesus Christ, and that guy got up and walked. So you've got to understand this. This is how miracles take place. If you communicate Jesus Christ through your witness, miracles have to take place. How can they not take place? Amen. Are you listening? So when we function in a church and all of us have our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, miracles must take place because our focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ. Which is why when we minister, I always insist that everyone in the ministry team focus on Jesus Christ. Because there's some measure of Jesus being manifested through you that nobody else can do. Right? And so when we come together and we pray, it's not about who is more anointed than the other. It's about us manifesting and expressing our Master so that He can come and do the work that He needs to do. And that's the key. And that's one of the reasons why we are beginning to see miracles take place in this church. It's not about how anointed we are. It's about Jesus being unveiled through us. So today you can objectively, I hope, understand what we are doing in this ministry. That this is the apostolic mantle on this ministry. To unveil this way of doing ministry. So that Jesus Christ is seen through each and every believer in the Church of Jesus Christ across the world. Amen. And as we keep on functioning in this witness and glorifying Jesus Christ, we will die to ourselves and we will come into the freedom and liberty and joy of giving expression to Jesus Christ. And behold, as you give expression to Jesus Christ, you have a new life. You have a whole new way of doing things. You have an all new way of thinking. You have a whole new character and nature. It just flows out and it's beautiful. And you don't have to worry about being crucified with Christ. All those terrifying words that sound so terrible in the flesh, but are so meaningful in the spirit. Yeah. Hello. There's nothing terrifying about being nailed to the cross, guys. What it means is being nailed into that witness, so that witness becomes everything inside of you. That everything flows and manifests in you through the witness of the cross. That salvation is just flowing through you like a river, like a manifold river, like a mighty river. Correct? That everything you do is expressing the salvation of God. Are you listening? Alright? So this workshop session on this true and faithful witness, I want you to understand it very carefully and move into it without fear. Right? It starts by learning how to practice praying in tongues. So before we come back here again next week, and we will do this workshop again next week, right? We'll take it to a different level. I want you guys to sincerely and honestly start energizing all your favorite verses. Right? Hello. If you can energize 50 verses of the Lord into your life, my goodness. Right? And you become realities in your life, my goodness, you will be an instrument of infinite potential. Because in those 50 verses, God would have opened to you a reality that will truly boggle your mind. We just picking out, I mean, you just take a word like love. You know, what's inside that word? The reality of God. Right? That God unveils himself through that word. You take a word like righteousness. God unveils himself through that word. Because, right, we will talk about that next week. But today, learn how to pray in tongues. Go in your bedroom if you're afraid. Close the door, right? Put pillows around the windows and then open your big mouth and let it go, right? But make sure you take your Bible together with you, right? So that when you open your mouth, you will open your mouth with the Word of God, right? And not some nonsense about how you are going to be a superstar, all right? And energizing all the wrong things, right? Okay? Every knee is to bow to Jesus Christ, not to you. Hello. And you will find that there is within you a desire that every knee bow to you. So you better put that snake to rest. Right? Kill him. Right? Put one, right? That's what God wants to crucify. Take the spike and drive it through that snake's head. Right? Make sure that snake never comes up again. Right? All right? Okay, praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for this awesome reality of the witness within us. We thank you, Lord, for revealing to us that flowing in tongues by the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus is an amazing tool, Father, to discovering all that you have for us in the Word of God. Enable us to understand and to remember, Lord, that the Word of God is in our mouth and in our heart. And between our mouth and our heart, there is a living witness that you want to develop. And you want to develop this living witness in the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to unveil this living witness by the Holy Spirit. And you want to unveil this witness in your perfect will, Father. So let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. And let all things within us, O God, bow before you, Father. Hallowed be thy name. So bless us, O God, that we will truly open this witness and be a blessing to the body of Christ across the world. That we will truly, O God, be a blessing to both Jew and Gentile. So that what you are unveiling from within us, O God, will be indeed an immense blessing to all those who hear and understand your word. So release this witness within us in the spirit and life of Jesus. Release this witness within us in the faith and love of Jesus. Release this witness in us in the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Release this witness in us in the mind of Christ. Release this witness, O God, in us through a heart of flesh. Release this witness in us, Father, in the witness and testimony of Christ Jesus. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And when we focus on unveiling the testimony of Jesus, the prophetic flows through each one of our lives. The potential of fulfillment opens to each one of us. We bless you, Father, that we are creatures of fulfillment in all eternity. And that's why your word says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 that we are morning stars unveiled through the revealed word. So we pray for that revealed word to come through each one of us to your glory and your majesty. Enable us to hear this tape and understand this tape, O God, by the Spirit in Jesus' name. We commit, O God, each one of us here, all those who are going to hear this tape, into your hands. And we ask you to bless so that the Church of Jesus Christ will be built in the true, full, and perfect knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That our eyes will be enlightened so that we will know what is the hope of His calling upon our lives. So that we will realize, O God, His inheritance in the saints. And we will be unveiled to the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe in Him. So that we will truly give expression to the living Christ. That He will be manifested through each one of us and amongst all of us, Lord. As Lord and Master, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So let His glory come forth. And let the revival that is the abiding come forth, O God, into the body of Christ. So that we will no longer, O God, see revivals for 2 years, but we will grow in a growing revival into all eternity, Father. That we will be revived continually by the Spirit in Christ Jesus to live in the richness of the abundant waters of your grace. So we bless you and thank you for the word of God. We bless you and thank you for the word unveiled in us in the Spirit and life of Jesus. We bless you for the blood that seals the word in the faith and love of Jesus, so that we will truly belong to you always, in Jesus' name. Amen.